Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson and today is the 8th of November. Today's question is, do you believe in learning styles? In my profession, there's a hot debate going on about learning styles. You know, finding out whether you're a visual learner and need to see things to understand them, or an auditory learner who prefers to hear things, or whether you're a kinesthetic learner and have to do things to really get them. Those are just some of the more famous learning styles. There are many more, such as whether you learn more on your own or in a group, or whether you are more analytic or non-analytic. I found a video by Professor Daniel Willingham, who calls the whole idea of learning styles unscientific. I find it particularly interesting as it got me thinking. You see, I am relatively critical towards prevailing theories in general. I spent enough time in the academic world to know that theories go through fashions just like any product of our culture. They're very stimulating, but at base they're constructs for understanding the world. Now, I'm a practical but reflective teacher. In my 12 or so years of teaching adults, I've learned that no two learners are alike, yet that almost any learner likes to have some very individual support in becoming a better, more successful learner. The idea of learning styles has resonated with many of the people I teach simply because it made them feel better. So they can't remember images well? Then let's get up and act the situation out. They can't remember vocabulary just from hearing it? They want to see it? Okay, then let's make a word map and illustrate it. I was talking this over with Helmut, and he showed me a model that is being used in knowledge management. It's a spider diagram that basically weights the areas of expertise. You could apply it to learning styles too and define individual tendencies and shades of gray rather than the black and white types that Professor Willingham criticizes. Overall, I do find it very important to individualize teaching to suit each student's special needs. Ideally, we can group people together who have similar needs to simplify the process. But if not, we need to use all of the creative energy we have to release whatever it takes to help students find that special sweet spot where they experience their own success as learners. What about you? Do you believe that we have learning styles? If so, does that knowledge help you learn? I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts and experiences. That's it for this week. Have a good one. Bye-bye. See you around. And come back for more next week, if you like, on the Island Week.